Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Today, I'm Sunspot, and today I'm here with Bramble.
The Worry Cat podcast, Bramble Hart and Springfall.
Yeah, and today we are going to be discussing four ships around humanity.
Yeah. Oh, if that doesn't take long, we could probably do something else, but yeah.
Yeah.
And if we do sound like chipmunks, like the other episode on my podcast.
Yeah, the collab we did, yeah.
Sorry.
That is our internet, not us. We do not have chipmunk voice.
No.
Okay, first one we had was Firestorm, or Firestar and Sandstorm. What are your thoughts on that one kind of thing?
Yeah, that works, but I would have liked Sandstorm and Dustpelt. That was, I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know a whole heap about it, but yeah. I think I like this one.
Yeah, it works well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's pretty much all we had to say about that.
Yeah, okay.
Next. Okay,
Oh, are we going to read a little bit about it, or?
Gotcha, yep.
Okay, Firestar and Sandstorm are current mates. They have two daughters, Squirrelfly and Leafpool. When Firestar first came to the clan, Sandstorm didn't like him. Firestar, Fireheart at the time, had saved Sandstorm from falling to the gorge and suggested to Bluestar after a battle that she and Dustpelt, fought like warriors, earning her warrior name. She was much nicer to Firestar after that. Okay, and that's all I'm going to read for now.
Yeah, I wasn't so sure, like, when I read that Dustpelt and Sandstorm, like, they had a future, but I wasn't really, like, I don't know. I don't really know about the ship much. Like, I feel like they should just remain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. It was cool how, like, the attitudes have just changed that much.
Yeah.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, you go for it. I mean...
And Sandstorm had many fights where they always seemed to make up. Like in Firestar's quest, they were quite... But then Sandstorm was swept away by a flood and Firestar forgot all about their fight and went to save her. This shows that he loved her. Sandstorm was a little insecure, thinking that Firestar loved Spotted Leaf more. That's all I'm going to read.
Okay. Okay, should we go on to Ravenpool?
Yes. And I feel like this is a pretty good one. I think I like it. I was reading about it before, and spoiler alert, when, like, Ravenpool died. Have you read that part?
Yeah.
In, like, Barley's arms.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, that was sad, but it was a good ending for Ravenpool.
Yeah, it would have been. I haven't read the book. I've just seen, like, pages about it. But, yeah. So, is he alone now? Like, is he actually on his own again?
Yeah, he's on his own again.
That's sad.
I think he goes back to the barn. I don't know.
Well, that'll be interesting to find out one day.
Yeah. Well, I've read every book apart from Leopard Star's Honor and Winds of Change and half of Skyclan's Destiny.
Yeah. I've only read the first one, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I know a fair bit about other. Yeah, I like the ship. I think it'll be alright. Barley and Ravenclaw.
Alright, I'm gonna. It's like I'm on the Fanon shipping fandom, and it says
same.
Ravenport and Barley is the most popular slash ship in the fandom after Tall Jake. Yeah, that's a good ship. It maintains a large following on fanfiction websites, and the two are often portrayed as affectionate domestic lovers who enjoy their quiet life on the farm as a couple. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the ship. Like I said before, it's a pretty good one. Do you wanna go on to the Dark Stripe and Tiger Claw one now? Wait, Tiger Star. Sorry, my bad.
Oh yeah, it says Ravenpaw died while lying across Barley's paws.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tiger Star. Times Dark Stripe. Do you want to read that? Because I don't know the other ones.
Wait. Sorry, I was daydreaming again. So, Dark Stripe and Tiger Star. From only reading the first book, I think it will be alright. I think it's okay. I'm pretty sure I've heard of a ship with, like, there was Tiger Star with someone else as well, wasn't there? Pretty sure that was another one that I've heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, I guess it would work.
Yeah, it's a bit weird though, because I don't really think Tiger Star sees it that way. I only think Darkstripe sees it that way.
And Darkstripe's true. Like
an annoying follower than a and like servant more than a companion.
Yeah, Tiger Star was Darkstripe as well, which means Darkstripe is like a than Tiger Star. A bit younger. But yeah, I guess it could work.
Yeah, could.
This is a quote that Darkstripe quoted before being banished in The Darkest Hour. He said, "This is not my clan, not any longer. ThunderClan is led by a kitty pet, and there's nothing left to fight for. ThunderClan. In the whole forest, the only cat worth following is Tiger Star." Wow.
Wow, that is.
Yeah, wow, that was very insulting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll move on to Spotted Leaf.
Yeah. Okay. Basically.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, you go.
There you go.
Well, I reckon this would have been a really nice ship because I actually made my one of my OCs, Fire Leaf, and like it was basically a mix of both those characters because that was my first ever OC, so. But yeah,
I guess it
definitely think that works. First time,
I guess it could work. Apart from the fact that like they only interact 10 times.
Yeah, even though like first met, though, I reckon they both saw each other like.
Mm. As a... Yeah, but I don't know. I guess it could, but I like Firestar and Sandstorm better. 100%.
Yeah. I like them as really close friends, but I don't like how that relationship threatened Firestar and Sandstorm's relationship, because Sandstorm thought that Firestar still cared more about Spotted Leaf, even
yeah,
though...
true. But yeah, I just feel like Firestar and Sandstorm has a bit more potential.
Yeah, definitely. Cause, I mean,
yeah,
their base Spotted Leaf was basically dead in the couple of Yeah, said when Firestar first came to the clan, he seemed to have quite a crush on Spotted Leaf, even though she was a medicine cat. He grieved for her greatly when she died. Spotted Leaf continued to guide Firestar through his dreams. Yeah.
Yeah. I found a website where there's like a little a prologue of a fanfic, which I think includes the two. And it has, do you want me to read that now? It is written by Nightfall.
Before you read that, I'm just going to say, it says here, Spotted Leaf gave Firestar one of his 9 lives, the gift of love. Oh, she said to use it well, especially for Sandstorm. Hinting her Firestar's love to Sandstorm. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you go.
The prologue. Firepaw purred. Greypaw watching Frostfur's kits tumbling all over her. So at the moment, they're friends and sisters. They had just 4 kits from ShadowClan. He scowled, thinking about their previous leader, Broken Star, from to chase off during battle. Firepaw decided that he would go check on Spotted Leaf one last time. Greypaw, Firepaw meowed. The Grey Tom looked up from where he was stuffing his face with mouse. Yeah? He meowed with his mouth full. I'm going to go check on Spotted Leaf. Again? Greypaw sounded exaggerate. I don't know how to say that word. You've been to see her at least 1,000 times since we got back. Firepaw shuffled his paws on the dusty ground. Well, Spotted Leaf's wounds are pretty bad. ThunderClan had gotten back early from the gathering and had come to the camp to catch a glimpse of Clawface disappearing through the hidden exit behind the nursery, and Spotted Leaf sprang on her paws, badly hurt. She had been trying to defend Frostfur's kits, but Clawface attacked her. The early appearance of the ThunderClan cats was the only thing that had stood between Spotted Leaf and death. Firepaw shuddered to think about finding Spotted Leaf dead. Wow, well written. There's a lot more to go. Greypaw narrowed his eyes, but said nothing as Firepaw got hastily to his paws and hurried towards Spotted Leaf's den. Spotted Leaf, he called softly. He saw her curled up in her nest. He thought she was asleep at first. Her amber eyes. Spotted Leaf seemed to be getting tired of his visits too. Greypaw was clearly getting tired of them, as were a few. Sandpaw seemed to be getting slightly annoyed, but Firepaw had no idea why. He ducked his head in embarrassment. Hi, he meowed. I just wanted to check on me, Spotted Leaf interrupted, her eyes narrowed, but a voice full of gentle teasing. I'm fine, Firepaw. I'm a medicine cat, aren't I? Well, yeah, hot, but I'm just worried about you, that's all. He had expected Spotted Leaf to be touched by this, however, it looked as if something were troubling her. What's he worried about her too much to ignore her troubled look. Spotted Leaf's eyes grew wide with surprise, as if she had realized how troubled she looked. Nothing, she said quickly. Nothing's wrong. Firepaw was confused by her sudden surprise, but knew that if something really was wrong, she would tell him sometime. Okay, he meowed, still confused. I guess I'll just leave then. As he walked away, he could hear Spotted Leaf muttering to herself, but couldn't make out any words. When he got back to the nursery, Frostfur's kits had already gone inside for a feeding. And Graypaw is talking to Sandpaw. I know he has feelings for her, said Sandpaw. He's going to his... He does have feelings for her, then he'll most likely wait to really say it. So, could find out what it was, he blinked, and it was gone. Fine, she grabbed. I'll wait and see what happens. Right Storm assigned the elders. Now, anyway, Fireball, without even noticing him, and headed straight for the fresh kill pile. And then she and Dustpaw headed for the elders' den with a rabbit and a starling. Graypaw noticed as he padded towards the nursery. Graypaw looked happy to see him. After sharing a few words, they padded to the fresh kill pile. A plump mouse and Fireball chose a juicy-looking vole. After their meal, they padded towards their den and fell into deep sleep. That's it.
Oh, God. That's the song. I can't even read Lysol's quest without Springpaw, because otherwise, yeah, it's just way too much to...
But yeah, that was that. Finished. That was pretty interesting, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah. But
talk about the Warrior Cat movie.
Yeah.
I've got an article here. Since Into the Wild was released in 2003, that was ages ago, the world of warriors has been confined to the page, but that is soon set to change. In 2016, Alibaba Pictures, a Chinese film company, reached an agreement to secure the Warriors series and planned to make a Warriors film. The buzz soon spread, with news articles and fan videos talking about the film, and an official contest for fan videos talking about why they love Warriors. Soon after, David Heyman was brought on board to produce the film. Among many other films, Heyman is known for producing the extremely successful film adaptions of the Harry Potter series. Award-winning screenwriters Jonathan Ivell and Glenn Berger have been hired to write the screenplay for the film as well, with well-known films like Kung Fu Panda and the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of the Water, behind them. American STX will be co-producing the film with Alibaba Pictures. Keep an eye on this site for any and all updates about the Warriors film. As the film's production moves forward, more updates will be posted here for all Warriors fans to see.
I'm so excited for that.
Same.
Especially since, like, the Harry Potter movies are so good.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah. We'll probably read the book before. Anyone out there, read the book before the movies. Springpaw did not do that, and that is bad. And same with Badger Kit. He's watched the movies already.
It takes me longer to read this. Like, the actual page is only a few sentences long. There was a lot of people's names and like companies that I'd never heard of, but
yeah, same.
But they seem like pretty like good at their job people, so hopefully it'll be good.
Oh my god, I just came onto the Warrior Cat web and it said, which arc should you reread? It's like a quiz.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so weird.
I wonder if it's going to be like a animation movie or like a real life kind of movie.
Well, I don't know, but because Harry Potter's partly real life with fantasy, and then Kung Fu Panda and SpongeBob are animation, so I reckon
So, yeah, we'll have to see. It might be, we'll have to see. It will definitely be interesting, hopefully.
Yeah.
In, probably a few years, the Warriors, series and, there'll be multiple movies and stuff. It would have grown so big.
Yeah, I reckon they should, I don't know, but I reckon, because the first book's probably a big movie, but, I reckon they should do each arc as a series, a movie.
Yeah.
There's, I think there's 7 of them. And, like, episodes as well on the Super Editions, like, bonus episodes.
Oh, yeah. I don't, like, I feel like one movie per book will, like, yeah, I just feel like it, I feel like it will be better with the entire arc in a movie.
Yeah.
So that will be interesting. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Doesn't give much information, but yeah, I can't wait for that to come out.
Yeah. I don't know how long it will take. I mean, that it first was announced in like 2016, it said. It's 2021, like now.
I know. And I can't believe Warriors only started in 2003. Like,
I know. Seriously,
at least over 80 books. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I know. Like, I thought it was ages ago, but now I'm looking back at all the books they've made, and that's like 5 a year.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, I guess we could probably end it there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for Horror Cat movie, and yeah.
Yes, send us voice messages, do the reviews, all that stuff.
Star the podcast if you can.
Yeah, star the podcast.
I don't know. Do you have an ending?
Nope, that was the ending. Okay, goodbye, people.
Bye.